Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Watch Phelps right there at the end. Unbelievable. I cannot believe he got in there. And that is the slimmest of margins. You can't get any closer than 1/100th of a second.
Game like I'm reffing it. This is the God of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. I'm me, I'm me, I'm me.
This is Soundcheck, and I'm me, I'm Joel Meyer. Now that the Michael Phelps show, well, the Summer Olympics is over, a nagging question remains. Just what was on the swimmer's ubiquitous iPod? After all, practically every shot of the 8-time gold medalist at the pool showed him wearing Apple's iconic white earbuds. Jason D. O'Grady is the editor of PowerPage.org and writes about technology for ZDNet, MacWeek, and other publications. He joins us with some answers. Jason, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, Joel. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
So on Friday, Michael Phelps announced that he has a book deal. Surprise, surprise. It's going to be called Built to Succeed. Seems like a fair enough title. And it's going to come out in December of this year, and it'll reveal the secrets of his success, taking us behind the scenes of his approach to training, competition, and winning. That's the blurb from the jacket in advance. Is his iPod going to be part of the equation? Was it important?
So I don't know if it's actually going to be something that he would lift in a book like that. I'm sure he has a lot of more powerful influences, family, training, coaches, rigorous routines and regimens that I'm sure are going to be part of that. You know, people tend to almost dismiss music sometimes as something that's in the background, but there's no question that it's part of who he is because, you know, like you mentioned at the top, in almost every shot you see a bike on the pool, and he has the iconic white earbuds in his ears, and he's either getting ready or preparing or just mentally focusing using his music. Now, you know, the iPod itself, you know, it could be argued that that's just a tool. That's just a delivery mechanism for his music. So maybe the focus more would be on the music itself. I don't know.
Okay.
That's certainly a good question.
We're talking to Jason D. O'Grady, editor of PowerPage.org. Now, Michael Phelps himself actually talked to Brian Williams about his iPod. He told Brian Williams about how he uses the music in his pre-race routine.
We know something of your playlist. Do you time it out so the last song on it is timed out to the last second when you got to pull the earbuds out?
No, it's it changes between musics, but it's usually like right before I walk out, I hit back to restart the song, and then whenever sort of once they get to lane three, I pop one earphone out, and once they say my name, I take the other, I take it all out, and then take my jacket off, and it's time to go.
So Jason, let's answer the question that's on everybody's mind. What is on Michael Phelps' iPod?
Well, that's a funny. Yeah, it's funny you brought that up because you know, I had asked that question myself, and I did a little bit of digging around, and it's apparent that Michael is a little bit of a hip hop fan, so he prefers Young Jeezy, Eminem, and those types of artists. I guess it's for either motivational purposes or it happens to get him up and ready for his meets. But yeah, that's definitely preference more than rapping.
Well, let's listen to a couple of examples of things that were on Michael Phelps' iPod. Well, this is a bit of a rumor, actually. We here at Soundcheck, we haven't been able to confirm this, but rumor has it that right before he smashed a world record, he listened to "Till I Collapse" by Eminem, and the song opens with encouraging lyrics.
Sometimes you just feel tired, feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. But you gotta search within you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to just fall flat on your face.
Till I collapse, I'm spilling these raps. Long as you feel them, to the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'm gonna stop. Stop sending them women a cord and web, spin them in hawk, spin them adrenaline shots, depending.
Till I Collapse by Eminem? Is it Music to Win Gold Medals by? We're talking to Jason D. O'Grady, editor of PowerPage.org. He also writes about technology for Mac Week, Macworld, and many other publications. Jason, what is the significance of hip-hop on Michael Phelps' iPod?
You know, it's a good question. I think that it happens to be maybe a more of a generational type of thing because of his age being in college. It seems to be very popular right now, the whole hip-hop genre. So, you know, truthfully, that question we've got answered by him. But if that motivates him and that gets him ready to go, obviously he's doing something right. So, he should probably stick with it. So I'm really not someone to say what will work for him particularly. But if it does and it allows him to get in the zone, more power to him.
All right. Jason D. O'Grady, editor of PowerPage.org, thanks so much for coming on Soundcheck. We're going to leave you with Jeezy and Overnight Celebrity. It features Kanye West in these provocative lyrics.
Yeah. Yes. Real talk. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Yeah. To the streets up there, the homie coming for me, ask me, say, yo, everybody listening to you, everybody all ears. Yeah. What you gonna do to give back? I told him, look, homie, I'm 10 steps ahead of you, not 30. Real talk, listen up.
That's all for today's show. Tomorrow, as bands ranging from U2 to Deer Hunter have discovered, leaks are a fact of life in the record industry. In our weekly Soundcheck Smackdown, a debate over whether leaks are good or bad for listeners. Also, the godfather of reggae, Burning Spear, joins us to talk about the state of that genre. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck.